Good morning.
Good morning.
Reasons to be thankful that you live in Florida. Whole list of them about right now, isn't it? Hopefully the wind didn't do too much damage to your area. Not much at all, except a little bit of debris blown around here. But nothing like what they're having to deal with in just a little ways up north. So a lot of things to be thankful for, but you want to remember those who aren't as blessed as we right now in your prayers so that they get through it okay. Bad time to have power shortages, isn't it? For the power to go out. So be praying about these things. Speaking of things to be thankful for, including the beauty of the day, one of the loveliest songs that's non-scriptural, not a religious song, is "What a Wonderful World" by Satchmo. Louis Armstrong. That's it. Thank you. All I could think of was Satchmo. Okay. Well, that name too. Louis Armstrong. Just a beautiful, beautiful song. And then I found out in one of the recordings he had to give a defense of that song to people who were around. Doesn't that just irritate you? What kind of a heart, cynical, dark, blind heart cannot rejoice in a song like "It's a Wonderful World"? If you haven't heard the song, you need to look it up and listen to it. It is a marvelous piece of Americana and a great, great piece of music. That brings, though, the idea of today. The beauty of today. You may have caught the little presentation before church. Various aspects that demonstrate the beauty of today. One was Buster Keaton dancing in the street. And with a policeman looking carefully over his shoulder, making sure he didn't get too rowdy. Is that an aspect of beauty? You find reasons to dance in the street because of your life that you're living and the love, the sweetness, the grace, power of it. I can think of reasons to dance in the street. I probably wouldn't do it as well as he did. Definitely can see reasons to carry on. And don't be put off by the term dance, because little ones, three-year-old, they dance. And they dance beautifully. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. You also have the beauty of nature. You have the wonder of the sunset, the amazing majesty of the oceans. You have the gardens and the lovely mixture of colors that are put together. You have the warmth of friendship. You've got strangers hand in hand caring about how each other feels. That's the beauty of today. You also have those who care about others in need. That's the beauty of today. And then you've got the wonderful Word of God that prompts such thinking. The powerful, beautiful, amazing Word of God that moves within our hearts to give us thoughts, inclinations, awakens conscience, and motivates us to do good for others when otherwise we just don't really feel like doing much of anything. But that Word gets us going, prods us to righteousness. Rather a beautiful thing, wouldn't you say? Three things now I want to leave with you, and then the lesson's yours. The beauty of today, I'm summing it up in terms of opportunity. The opportunity to see. The opportunity to praise. The opportunity to serve. Please turn to Psalm 19. Verse 1, follow. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end or the uttermost part of the world. Every time you get up in the morning, you see the glory of the day. If you stay up to after the setting sun, the glory of the night takes up its refrain. And this vision of nature is to prompt praise from you to the God who made it. It is the hand of God that sets the sun in the sky. It's the hand of God that gives us the azure blue. It's the hand of God that orchestrates the clouds. Even that brings the storm and then the rainbow after the storm. Every day gives us an opportunity to see the work of God. Please don't lose that. Please don't forget that. Every day God gives you is an opportunity to see His work around you. And then you've got the opportunity to praise. Every day becomes an opportunity to praise the God who made you. Please turn to Psalm 55. Verse 16 to follow. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. Here, praise is given to God for victory over enemies. But how wonderful just to be able to praise God for the new day. To be able to worship God. There's a passage in Scripture Hezekiah is praying, and he says, those who die, they don't get to worship you. Those who are cut off from the land of the living, they don't know your works. It's the living who will praise you. And of course, Hezekiah is begging God for more life, more time to live. And how wonderful that that's the case. Every day is an opportunity to praise God. Every day is an opportunity to worship God that you may not have when you leave this world. If you would praise God, if you would fill your mouth with His wonderful works and glorify His holy name, now's the time to do it.
Amen.
Every day that you get, spend at least some of it in praise and worship and prayer. Look at Psalm 63. Verse 1 and following. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Listen to it. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. So, the beauty of today, opportunity to see God's wonderful works, opportunity to praise God, to worship Him with holy lips and holy life. And then finally, the opportunity to serve. Every day presents us with an opportunity to serve. How many people live their lives in a gray darkness where I don't know what God wants out of me. I don't know what He would have me do. When it only takes a little bit of eyes opening, a little bit of heart understanding, a little bit of the ears cocked, to be able to get that someone's in need. Somebody could use a helping hand. Somebody perhaps could use a meal. More than that, could use a friend. If maybe perhaps you would have them eat with you. In that service, you want to let them know that you're doing it for the Lord. That it's to glorify the name of Christ that you would offer them that service. It's not charity. It's not because they're so low and you're so high. But just because you want to please your God. That you are looking for opportunities to serve. And if they'll let you, you would love to offer some service their way. Matthew 25, you can't beat it. I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was naked, you clothed me. I was all by myself without shelter, and you gave me shelter. I was sick, you cared for me. I was in prison, and you came to see me. Jesus said to those on His right, inasmuch as you've done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. Never forget that in our service, Jesus takes it personally. He takes what we do and applies it to Himself. And that is counted righteousness to us. Ephesians chapter 5. Good verse. Every day we get a good verse to remember to have before us. Verse 15 and following, Ephesians 5. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, buying up the opportunity, because the days are evil. In other words, there's so much bad that can be filled into a day. Good to make sure you're planning out that day
to fill it with good. Fill it with what's right, helpful, truthful. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. For some people, days are burdensome. For some people, days are only filled with loneliness and pain. For some people, they're wondering why they're still alive, why they're still breathing. But hopefully, the lesson this morning will keep you from such foolishness. Even if it should be a day of pain, you have so much within that day that is treasure, that is glory, that is absolutely amazing. Each day you're given, you get to see the glory of God and His handiwork. Each day you're given, you get to worship the Lord who made you and loves you and sustains you. Each day you're given, you get to see opportunities to serve and to work in Jesus' name so that others might be blessed by your faith and your love. This would be a great day to obey the gospel if you have not put on Christ in baptism. Get your sins forgiven and make heaven your certain home.
Amen.
This would be a great day to let the church know that you renew your zeal for Him, that you renew your desire to please Him in every way. How can we help? Let us know. Well, you come. As we stand.
Why keep Jesus waiting at the